Paul Marsh here, and I am joined by Susanna Constantine and John Carter of the RSPB. Thank you both for joining me.
Such a pleasure, Paul.
So we're going to be talking about birdsong today and how it improves our mental well-being. So there's been some research by Boots Hearing Care and the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds to coincide with Mental Health Awareness Week of 2023, of course. And it reveals the vast majority of Britons believe in that being in the presence of birds and hearing birdsong can have a positive impact on our mental health. So who are we going to talk to first, John or Susanna?
Speak to Susanna first. Why not?
Yeah. Because I'm the layperson when it comes to birdsong.
Okay.
So I just find this whole campaign, it's brilliant in its obviousness in a way, because hearing has such an impact on mental health, especially if you can't hear like me. And in particular, birdsong is something that's around us. It's free. It's like getting Glastonbury tickets for nothing. And you don't realise how important, well, certainly I didn't realise how important it was until I started to lose my hearing. And, you know, I go out in the morning. Every morning it's kind of like my little ritual, especially if it's sun, to get sun in my eyes. And this birdsong is always there. And for me, I find it very calming. It's something that I've lived with throughout my life. I find it nostalgic. And obviously, it's beautiful. But if you can't bloody well hear it, you'll have a problem. And this is, you know, losing your hearing can be very isolating. So I really encourage people to go and get their hearing checked out.
It's funny you should say that, because I actually did an interview with Kay Adams from Loose Women.
Oh, yeah.
Around about a month ago or so, and we were talking about hearing loss. So myself, obviously being a radio DJ, and when in my younger days I DJed in the clubs and everything else like that.
Yeah.
And I also worked in construction for a bit as well. So my hearing, I'll be honest with you, is not great.
You have no chance.
No.
You have no chance. You are stuffed. Go and get your hearing checked out.
It's funny you should say that, because I have actually done it. I've got it booked, and it's booked in for next month to have my hearing and my eyes checked.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And the thing is, Paul, it's like with, you know, we're all so used to wearing glasses, well, those of us that need it, and we have no problem with that. But
yeah,
certainly this is, you know, what I felt. As soon as I heard the word hearing aid, I thought I had one foot in the grave. There's such a stigma about having to wear a hearing aid, but actually they are the most extraordinarily advanced bit of technical kit, and I feel very proud to have my hearing aids. Thank you very much.
And John, why do you think that birdsong is so important to our mental health and well-being?
Well, I think we kind of grow up around it. It's always there wherever we live, whether you live in a city or if you live in the countryside. You know, birdsong is an ever-present sound, and maybe we take it for granted too much. And only when we start to lose it do we realise how important it is to our well-being. I mean, we know from, you know, lots of anecdotal stuff as well as lots of research that being in nature and immersing yourself in nature is really good for mental health. You know, just taking that time out to be in it and absorbed by it. And birdsong, it's there all the time. You don't have to necessarily go to it. It's there wherever we live, whether we're, say, in a city or otherwise. You know, there are always birds there. And yeah, I mean, we lose certain frequencies of our hearing when we start with hearing loss, and certain birds start to disappear. So all of a sudden, the orchestra kind of thins out a little bit, and then you suddenly realise that bird that you used to hear regularly, you have to be a lot closer to it, or you don't even hear it anymore.
Yeah, and that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
Exactly that.
Wow, I had no idea whatsoever about that.
Yeah, frequency plays a big part. I've started losing, you know, my high frequency, so I have to be closer to some species now than I used to be. And when I'm with some of my, let's say, younger or more keenly eared colleagues and friends and such, they will say, "Oh, there's a goldcrest or whatever singing over there," and it will take me several minutes before I can actually hear it because I'm too far away. And that will only get worse. So, you know, I mean, from a birdwatcher perspective, it's quite frightening prospect to lose that key part of my enjoyment of birds, but also just for everybody else who just enjoys the you know, the dawn chorus, the general ambient sound of birds in their daily lives. Once that starts going, that's quite an isolating and worrying thing to kind of have to face, really.
I don't think it's any coincidence whatsoever that obviously throughout the winter months when we wake up and it's dark and miserable and horrible, and 9 times out of 10 we don't really hear the bird song in the morning. It kind of puts a little bit of a downer on our day. But now we are heading slowly but surely into summer. Those lighter mornings, you do wake up with the bird song, and straight away it puts you in a positive frame of mind, doesn't it?
Of course.
Absolutely. Yeah. But there is bird song throughout the year. It's just, you know, it just changes. And if it's not birdsong, then you do hear, I mean, I've grown up hearing nature and hearing the different sounds that you hear when there are no leaves on the trees. And there is birdsong throughout the year in different seasons. Or am I talking total rubbish, John?
No, there is always bird sound all year round, and some birds do sing all year. Robins in particular sing all through the winter. But they have a slightly melancholy song in the winter. And then in spring, it does actually ramp up a little bit. And as Paul so rightly said, you know, you hear it in the spring because it's intensified. You know, it's the breeding season. Things are really trying to make themselves noticed, and it does get louder and it does become more present. But I think it also is important to remember that it is there throughout the year, and it's a constant reminder that, you know, that nature is around us and that we're part of this wonderful world, you know, that has nature on our doorstep.
What personal experiences have you both had where maybe you are having a down day or going through a whole period where you're feeling a little bit low, and you've got yourself out to a little bit of nature and you've listened to the birds, and straight away it's improved your mental well-being?
I, Paul, have that every single day. I go outside every single morning when I get up, and I have this barrel filled with cold water, and I sit in it because that helps my anxiety too. And I sit in it and I listen to the birds. And for me, it's been a game changer.
Wow. You're certainly a braver person than I am.
Yeah, probably, actually.
I can't think of any quite so extreme examples for myself, but I mean, but just that hearing birds. I mean, you know, I like, you know, for me, because I'm a naturalist, because I'm a, you know, I love being out in nature. I like it when I'm somewhere new and the sounds change slightly. So if I'm, you know, in a different habitat, let's say, and the bird songs are slightly different, that's when I get a real buzz because it's outside of my familiar experience. But just, I mean, I can walk out the house in the morning and on my way to work, and if I just hear a blackbird sat on someone's chimney pot singing away, it can put a spring in my step. It really, really can. And I think more of us need to tap into that. And the fear of losing that access, I think, is why it's important to kind of, you know, think about your hearing and your hearing loss as well.
It's it's not quite the same, but I've got chickens in the back garden, and and I do enjoy waking up and listening to them have a little chat and telling everybody good morning. It always brightens me up. Susanna, I have to ask you about I'm a Celebrity. This is a two-part question. So one, are you watching the new series in South Africa? And two, how was it when you were in Australia, obviously out in the wonderful nature and outdoors, but combating that along with the boredom?
I haven't watched this one at all. And if I'm really honest, the only reason I did it the first time was for the money. And there was a quarter the amount of bird song that we get here in the United Kingdom in the jungle. And I did expect someone to pop round from behind a tree with a cheese and tomato sandwich, but that never happened. And yes, there were times when it was very boring, but generally, you know, we'd all chat, and I also came up with the kind of concept of my first novel, so it was valuable in that way. But yeah, I haven't watched it since.
No, I'll be honest. I do watch the normal series. I watch every year. I think, again, where it comes into Christmas, I think where, you know, again, you we're sitting and it's darker and everything else, and you need something to cheer you up. But the new series, because it's maybe a little bit different and we're sitting outside and everything else like that, I'm not watching it at the moment. But yeah.
Couldn't care less. John's... I've got it all out here. I've got, you know, I can get the real thing here.
Well, if you're having your cold baths in the morning, exactly. It's, you know, it's more like I'm a Celebrity than actually in I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah, exactly.
John, Susanna, if people want to find out a little bit more about you and what you do, how can they do that?
Well, I'll just say, if you want to find out more about birdsong and kind of expand their knowledge, is to look at the RSPB's website, rspb.org.uk, and find out where your nearest nature reserve is and go and explore you know, explore that and have a nice day out on an RSPB reserve. But also you can find out the birdsong identifier on the website, and you can find out all sorts of things about how you can attract more wildlife into your garden.
And I really, if you're at all suspect about your hearing, I so encourage you to go and get it checked out. So you can get it checked out at bootshearingcare.com. You go online and see your nearest place, your nearest Boots for that. And I'm really only on Insta, so that is Susanna Constantine.
Well, that's exactly what I'm doing next month. I'm going to get my ears checked because my family are tired of me embarrassing them by shouting when we're in a restaurant.
I'm not surprised.
John, Susanna, thank you so much. It's been great to talk to you both.
All right, lovely. Thank you so much, Paul. You've been brilliant. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.